now. An AirChecks.com special presentation.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
You see weather, cloudy, highs in the low to mid-30s. It's 27 now in New York. Coming up on 7 o'clock, let's check the N-copter with WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Ms. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. We do have some problems coming in this morning. Southbound Harlem River Drive, extra heavy now from the 140 then building. That's because of a disabled car in the left lane approaching the Triborough Bridge. Again, the southbound major digging a much better alternate for you if you are coming away from the George Washington Bridge. Inbound 59th Street Bridge, already a tie-up on the lower level this morning. Use the upper or use the inbound Midtown Tunnel as an alternate. You'll make some pretty good time there. Also, if you're going to use the outbound George Washington Bridge, going to have some delays going up the ramp from the dig, and that's because of disabled traffic just at the top of the ramp. And again, because of an overnight fire, 43rd Street in Manhattan is closed between 10th and 11th, and northbound 11th Avenue closed between 42nd and 44th. Southbound BQE, not too bad getting to and over the Kaiser, going down to the Williamsburg Bridge. Lower East River bridges are in pretty good shape right now. Inbound Gowanus, heavy all the way in this morning, but all lanes are open. The Prospect merging delays to the Gowanus. Battery Tunnel looks okay, and a slow trip off the northbound lower BQE just because of the volume up to the inbound Brooklyn Bridge. Northbound on the upper BQE, you will find heavy traffic from the Williamsburg Bridge to Humboldt Street. All lanes are open. It's just the exiting traffic. Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels off to a pretty good start this morning. No problem if you're coming in on Route 3 or the New Jersey Turnpike, and the inbound George Washington Bridge holding up nicely this morning. No real problems for you southbound on the West Side Highway. Don't forget alternate side of the street parking rules back in effect today in all five boroughs. And don't forget it's the law now. Mandatory seatbelt law. So double up and buckle up. WNBC
down. You're huh? Such a bozo.
Who?
You.
Why? Because I screwed up?
Yeah.
Have you never made a human error?
Never.
God-like figure you?
No, I never have.
And then when I try to recover from them, and I just sound like a dope, don't I?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
What can I say?
I don't know.
Bye-bye.
It's a minute after 7. I miss it a morning. 7:01 now in New York. Pretty good game last night at the Garden. Lupica was there.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't there. That's right. You're
watched it on TV, though.
Yeah. St. John's beat Syracuse barely in overtime, 82-80. Syracuse ranked 11th in the country. St. John ranked 3rd. So
they really should be ranked 2nd.
Fine.
They're better than Southern Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to beat Georgetown on Saturday.
I doubt that.
I think it's time for Georgetown to lose.
Georgetown, by the way, was tied with Connecticut last night at 33 at halftime, but they went on to win 79-66.
How do you know that?
Well, because I saw the, I saw something about it. ESPN or something.
USA, maybe?
Well, something, man.
Chris Mullin played great last night, especially in the overtime. So did Walter Berry. Made a great shot at the end of regulation to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he wore his icky sweater again, Louis was very happy.
Lou Konosuka.
Yeah, you said something awful about him before you called him a name.
Old Dopey Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just turned 60, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you should be insulting him.
I'm sorry.
You like St. John's, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're hoping that they'll send you a lot of free stuff.
No, I don't want anything from them.
You don't?
No. No more free stuff.
Oh, you stopped that?
Yeah. I'm sick of free stuff.
You've gone cold kickback?
Yeah. In the NBA, Seattle beat Boston. So strange. 107-97. Atlanta over Phoenix. Portland over Indiana. Dallas beat San Antonio. Coming up tonight, the Nets will take on Denver. The game starts at 9:30 Eastern Time, and you can hear it right here at WNBC. In hockey, Calgary defeated the Devils last night 6-3. Coming up tonight, Detroit will take on the Rangers at the Garden, and Toronto will skate against the Islanders, and that game will be out at Nassau. Once again, here's my friend Jim Meyer, Dopey Jim.
WNBC weather forecast. Cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow will be cloudy again with a chance of some light snow or flurries. Nothing to be too concerned about. A high in the low to mid-30s. Right now, at exactly 7:04 a.m., it's 27 pleasant degrees. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Meyer, WNBC News.
Thank you, Jim. Want to lead Jim back into the little room? We'll let him out again around 7:30. WNBC. WNBC, 7 minutes after 7 now. 7:07 in New York. I am. I'm Mr. Morning. Mike Lubica is here with us this morning. I have the flu. Thanks to walking outside, I knew I'd finally get it. So I had it a little bit here a couple of weeks ago, and now I have it
You don't look like you have the flu. In fact, I don't even think you do have the flu. I think you're just tired and achy.
WNBC weather, cloudy, high in the low to mid-30s. It's 27 now in New York. Do you need a new car? How about a brand-new 1985 Ford Thunderbird for only $93.88 from Birdland? That's Bob Thomas Ford in Hamden, Connecticut. That's right. Even though the suggested retail list price of the new Thunderbird has increased more than $600 from the 1984 model, a bird brain, Bob Thomas Ford at Birdland, can still sell you a brand-new 1985 Ford Thunderbird for only $9,388 at Birdland. Bob Thomas specializes in Thunderbirds, and his huge inventory will allow you to see and choose just the right color and equipment you want. Bob Thomas can sell you a new 1985 Thunderbird for only $93.88. Imagine, a new 1985 Ford Thunderbird for only $93.88 at Birdland. No other dealer in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, or Mars sold more new 1984 retail Thunderbirds than Bob Thomas. So why don't you go to the number one Thunderbird dealer in New York and New England and get the number one deal on a new 1985 Thunderbird. Doesn't that sound like a good deal? That's Bird Brain at Birdland, Bob Thomas Ford in Hamden, Connecticut. They're a half mile north of the Merritt Parkway, exit 60.
Next, David F. Diamond with a message from Levitt's Furniture. The trucks are rolling. Levitt's entire fleet of trucks is busy today, delivering furniture that was sold this past week during Levitt's Super Sale. In my many years of broadcasting, I have never seen anything like the response to Levitt's Super Sale. The stores have been packed all week, and why not? When has anybody sold new furniture at prices like these? You see, it's the end of Levitt's fiscal year, and they don't want to carry over a big inventory, so they put everything on sale. That's right. Levitt's is so anxious to reduce their inventory that they are perfectly willing to sell everything at reduced prices, and I mean substantial reductions. Sure, Levitt's has sold a lot of furniture, but there's still a whole lot left to sell. Come in today or this weekend for sure. Then, next week, perhaps, these trucks will be delivering new furniture to your house.
Levitt's Furniture on Long Island and in New Jersey, 10 after 7. I'm Miss in the Morning.
Okay, all you sun worshippers, get ready to head south because Alamo Rent-A-Car is having a sun sale, and it's in your favorite sunspot, Florida. For just $57.95 a week, you can drive a new General Motors two-door Chevy Chevette, complete with automatic, air, radio, and free unlimited mileage. It's a hot deal that's easy to warm up to, so call your travel agent or Alamo Rent-A-Car at 1-800-327-9633 and ask for Alamo's $57.95 Florida sun sale, the real number one bargain under the sun, Alamo.
All right, let's check the N-copter now with WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Hi, Miss Thomas. How you doing?
Roz?
Yeah, it's me, Roz. What the hell's the matter with you? Of course it's me.
It doesn't sound like Roz.
You know what I sound like. I'm tired of that other voice all the time. You know, I'm real tired today, so, you know, forget that.
You're going to talk to like you normally talk?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you sound like a moron.
Hey, Imus, I wouldn't talk if I was you, okay?
Anyway, what's going on with the cars?
Well, you know, there's traffic jams all over the place. You know, it's rush hour. What the hell do you expect?
What's that noise?
Hey, get this up here with me.
I don't know.
Wait, it's Sue Simmons.
Sue?
I can't believe it.
Hi, hey. Sue.
Hey, Ross, is that Imus?
Yeah, it's him.
Say hello to the dummy. Hey, dummy, how you doing?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Can't hear, can he? AM stereo station and a disc jockey with one ear. Hey, Amos, you still deaf?
That's not funny, Sue, to make fun of.
Not to you, it isn't. To everybody else in the world, it is. What's the matter, Amos? Listen to too much Led Zeppelin? Crank it up, Mama.
What are you doing in the N-copter, Sue?
What?
That's not funny. What are you doing in the N-copter?
Well, I'll tell you, Amos, it's time for me to let people see a bit different side of me, you know?
Right.
I've been trying to get my picture in that Penthouse magazine. Bob Guzzioni, what's his name?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, well, you see, he ain't returned none of my calls.
Wait a minute, let me get this.
Yeah.
You're calling Bob Guzzioni.
Yeah, whatever his name is, yeah.
You want to appear in Penthouse magazine.
Right.
And he hasn't returned your calls?
None of my calls.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a newsman, and we found out where he lived, you know?
And so you're going to...
Yeah, Roz, fly me over there. I'm going to jump onto the terrace of his apartment.
Well, don't you realize if you're going to be in Penthouse magazine, it's like those pictures are almost like pornographic, so.
No, I ain't letting them take pictures of everything.
Well, that's...
Just the good parts, you know?
Well, it would be pretty limited, wouldn't it?
Wait a minute. You watch that. Take pictures of your ears, you big dummy. Your one ear.
Roz, you can't let her jump out of the helicopter.
And why not? This is going to be funny. No, not much. much goes on up here. You just watch cars all backed up.
All right, enough of this talk. Stop talking to Van Gogh. I'm ready to go now. Here I go.
Hey, wait, you don't have your chute, Sue.
Oh,
to be continued.
13 after 7, I'm just in the morning. WNBC weather, cloudy, high in the low to mid-30s, 27 now in New York. Sound like Huey in the news, don't it, baby? Uh-huh. NBC.
This is airchecks.com.
WNBC coming up on 717, 17 after 7 o'clock. I'm Mr. the Morning. WNBC weather, cloudy, highs in the low to mid-30s, cloudy lows in the low 20s tonight. It's 27 degrees now in New York.
Every day, Eastern Airlines launches space flights to Florida. You see, for only $99 each way in coach on a round-trip purchase, you can fly a spacious, comfortable Eastern Airlines wide-body to Florida. Eastern flies wide-bodies, and only wide-bodies non-stop to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Orlando 30 times a day. And unlike cut-rate airlines, our $99 fare gets you baggage handling, a meal or snack, and soft drinks without any extra charge. And we fly from all three New York area airports. So take off to Florida on a big, comfortable wide body for $99. See what space is like.
Seats are limited. Advance purchase and other restrictions apply. Now through February 7th, fly Eastern to Florida and upgrade to a Chevy Cavalier from General Rent-A-Car at subcompact rates. Only $57 a week. Insurance and gas extra. For complete details, call Eastern or your travel agent. At Eastern, we earn our wings every day.
Come on in and join the action. Come and see what it's all about. Come on in and join the club that helps New York.
Health and Racquet Club and get off to a running start in 1985.
Coming up on 19 after 7 now, I miss the morning. Talked to my brother Fred last night. He's in El Paso, Texas. He's going to work down there at Z102. KT, what dial? K, I don't know what to call it or something. But it's FM Country. And he said El Paso's great. Went by the University of Texas at El Paso and saw all the Nigerians on the track team there. So,
Fred like to do that in his spare time?
Yeah. Mike Lupica is here with us this morning. Charles McCord going into the hospital today. And if you'd like to send him a get well card, you could just send it here. And I'll go take I'll have to go see him every day, of course, and but you know, pretend like I'm concerned while he's, you know.
Are they going to have to put him into traction?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is the worst thing Charles has ever been through. He suffers from migraine headaches, too, but he hasn't had one of those in quite a while. He used to get them because I'd make him crazy, you know.
Gee, that's hard for me to believe.
Yeah. And, but he's gonna, it's a bad deal.
Can't imagine you ever giving anybody headaches. I see your sunny disposition here every morning, especially working with your staff.
Fine. 20 minutes after,
Isn't that right, Harry?
20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here's what I hope happens to you, Harry.
Here we go. Quarantine time now.
You're my second favorite engineer, Harry.
Okay, okay. Who's your first, Don?
Everyone else. Hey, wait a minute, man. You know... Wait a minute here.
Who are you calling?
Call him a doorman.
Why?
Because...
Is this like sort of dead air?
No, fine.
Good morning.
Don?
This is Mike.
Oh, Mike, it's Imus.
Yes.
Don't swear, because we're talking on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Did Kinky Friedman leave a tape there for me?
Yes, he did.
And it's still there?
It's still here.
Okay, I'm going to have Brent come pick it up, because I forgot to get it this morning.
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay, yourself?
I'm fine.
Good.
You ever talked on the radio before?
Pardon?
Have you ever talked on a radio before?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, Brent will be by in a little bit to get it.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I've got this song I want to play, for Kinky Friedman's song, People Magazine. I was supposed to get the tapes this morning, and I forgot it.
Well, thank you for sharing that conversation with your doorman with the listening audience. He was about as funny as Lisa was yesterday when you called her.
Oh, that's a real nice thing to say. Let's check the Encopter now with WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. Southbound Harlem River Drive, again, still tied up in the left lane, approaching the Triborough Bridge. We do have a tow on the scene there, but the backups start in the 140s. If you're leaving the George Washington Bridge, use the southbound major digging down to the Triborough. Much better, but the digging is a little slow now from just south of Fordham Road, getting you to the outbound George Washington Bridge. That's because of a disabled car blocking the right lane just at the top of the ramp, so keep it over to the left if you are heading that way. Southbound on the upper BQE, just south of the LIE, disabled car blocking the left lane there. Department of Traffic on the scene. Keep it over to the right. An inbound 59th Street Bridge. Earlier tie-up on the lower level should be cleared, but still holding those pretty heavy delays now trying to get to the bridge. No problems in Nassau County this morning other than the usual standard fare. Westbound LIE, a little heavy getting you to the Cross Island, then a bit of a break and picks up some volume again from the Clearview heading up to the fairgrounds, and then very slow from the fairgrounds up to the tanks. No problems on the westbound Grand Central. Usual delays as you make your way into and out of Q. Then it looks good as you pass by Shea and by LaGuardia Airport. No problems at Q, I might add, except some volume on the northbound Van Wyck. Northbound Cross Island, a minor delay by Northern Boulevard. After that, good driving to and over the Throgs Neck and the Whitestone Bridges. Both bridges look good, both north and south this morning. Westbound Cross Rock Flow from Rosedale to 3rd. Southbound Bruckner System, about a half mile to the elevated portion, but the elevated portion looks good now as you head up to the Triborough Bridge and then to the northbound Major Deegan and the 3rd Avenue Bridge, and no problem crossing the 3rd Avenue Bridge. If you're coming in Connecticut Turnpike or Merritt Parkway, no problems for you there. And again, alternate side of the street parking rules are back in effect today in all five boroughs. Update coming up on WNBC.
Thanks, Rob. 7:23. I'm a Sunday morning, 23 after 7 o'clock. WNBC weather. Cloudy, high in the low to mid-30s. Not too bad today. 27 now in New York.
McDonald's makes breakfast worth getting up for.
Up, 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 up. It's a good time for getting up. For the great taste to get you up. Up, up, up. It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
In the morning.
Muffin, Canadian style bacon and cheese. Filling up your coffee cup. Stay as long as you please. It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
If an egg McMuffin sounds good to you, listen to the sound of our two sausage McMuffin sandwiches. Both on toasted English muffins. With melted cheese and a mouth-watering sizzle to fill up the middle. It's McDonald's Sausage McMuffin. And Sausage McMuffin with egg. If you think they sound good.
It's a good time for the great taste.
Wait till you taste them.
McDonald's.
Participating McDonald's.
Macy's opens its warehouse in Middle Village, Queens to spectacular savings this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll find tremendous savings on furniture, bedding, rugs, broadloom, TVs, and stereos, plus pillows, comforters, blankets, luggage, lamps, and much more. It's easy to get to all the savings by car, subway, or check your local papers for free shuttle bus directions to Macy's spectacular warehouse sale in Middle Village, Queens. Friday, 2 till 9, Saturday, 9 till 5, and Sunday, 11 till 5.
7:25, 25 after 7. I'm Mr. Morning, WNBC News, sponsored by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers Association, your Cadillac Tri-Statesman. Good morning, Jeremiah.
Good morning, Don. Here in the Tri-State area, warm weather is nowhere in sight. In fact, forecasters are predicting that this weekend will make New York seem like the North Pole once again.
Well, by Saturday, if the temperature goes down into the teens and the wind was blowing perhaps 15 to 25 miles an hour, you could easily have wind chill factors down as low as about 20 below.
Forecaster Tom Morgan of the National Weather Service, once it gets that cold, what's the difference? Well, still, Morgan says it won't be as frigid as it was earlier this week.
It doesn't look like anything extreme like that, no. It will be a lot colder, but that was very unusual, and the air up in Canada this time doesn't appear to be anywhere near as cold as that one.
It was cold enough overnight to create problems for about 700 firefighters on the scene of Manhattan's biggest blaze in 17 years. In Hell's Kitchen, flames consumed a warehouse and firehouse, sent about 100 neighbors seeking other shelter. Many of those routed from their beds experienced a bit of deja vu. Some were being evacuated for the second time in days. Last night, they were forced out of a motel in which they were being put up after fires forced them out of their homes earlier. The icy weather at Cape Canaveral, Florida, appears to be letting up, and NASA says the outlook for today's launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery looks favorable. The classified military mission was delayed 24 hours because of the cold weather. The Defense Department has loosened the shroud of secrecy around the mission somewhat, saying it'll let reporters know the countdown reaches 9 minutes before the intended launch. That's when they'll let them know the launch is about to go. The release of the payload will be reported after the fact. Sources say Discovery is carrying a spy satellite. The cold spell that delayed the Florida launch of the space shuttle has wreaked havoc with the state's citrus crops. Governor Bob Graham says damage from the cold will reduce the state's fresh fruit output by 50%. He's declared a state of emergency to help the farmers. A federal investigator probing the Galaxy Airlines crash in Reno, Nevada, says two pilots noticed fluid leaking from an engine on that ill-fated Lockheed Electra Sunday, the day before it crashed. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jim Burnett says one of the two pilots notified the Galaxy pilot, and Burnett says one of the three survivors says he saw something dripping from the left wing when he boarded the plane early Monday. 68 people died in that crash. Relatives of those on the flight have filed lawsuits totaling more than $10 million. Provincetown Boston Airlines says it's asking federal agents to investigate allegations of drug use among its pilots and other employees. That follows a CBS News report yesterday that alleged drug use could be affecting the safety of the airline. PBA was shut down briefly in November after being cited for safety violations. And calling the case the purloined potty paper caper, a federal judge has ordered Schlesinger's department store in West New York to rehire and give back pay to Enrique Cuevas. It seems Cuevas was fired for allegedly stealing a half roll of toilet paper from a restroom at the store. And not only that, Judge Lee Sorokin says Cuevas' other chicanery included a theft of steam. Cuevas was accused of using the store's steam iron to press his own shirt. The judge dismissed the whole matter as frivolous. Schlesinger's, of course, plans to appeal. WNBC News Time, 7:28.
Why would you drive? You are what you drive. You are what you drive. You're plush, you're spacious, your comfort, your trim. You are what you drive, your Cadillac. You're elegant, traditional, conservative, you're wild. You are what you drive, your Cadillac. You're silent, you're loud, you're classy, you're proud. You are what you drive, your Cadillac.
Cadillac Tri-Statesmen have the car that's you. From full-size Fleetwood Brougham's, trim-size Sedan DeVille's, sleek and sporty Cimarron's, or merely spectacular Eldorados and Seville's, we've got the cars, so check out the deals. See your Cadillac Tri-Statesmen, because you are what you drive. Your Cadillac.
You're silent, you're loud, you're classy, you're proud. You are what you drive, your Cadillac. You are what you drive, you are what you drive, you are what you drive.
This is Bernadette Castro. Visit the Castro Building at 43 West 23rd Street. Classic architecture, high ceilings. Our main floor will absolutely fill your mind with interior design ideas. We'll show you how to save space beautifully. Our clearance floors offer over 200 Castro convertibles at reduced prices, ready for immediate delivery. And you won't find a bigger selection of convertible sofas anywhere. And I mean anywhere. And we have New York's biggest display of recliners and wall units, too. And there's Dream Air, Castro's exclusive 7-inch thick convertible mattress that automatically adjusts to the contours of your body with the touch of a button. Dream Air will dazzle you, and only Castro has it. The Castro Building, 43 West 23rd Street, just west of Fifth Avenue. We're open 7 days and offer free interior design service. Castro, the first to conquer living space, is still rising to new heights.
Settle down, Bernadette. Oh, thank God. It's 7:30, I'm Mr. Morning. You have a Dream Air, don't you, Lupica?
I sure do.
Yeah. You also have shredded wheat all over your face.
Thank you.
I'm I, Mr. Morning.
Here, boy, is my Dream Air dreamy.
It is?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what have you done on this?
I just watch a little TV.
Yeah?
Sometimes I read a book.
Mm-hmm. reading a little Elmore James this morning, aren't
you? Elmore Leonard?
Elmore Leonard, yeah.
God, you're so close, too.
Yes, Elmore James was the blues singer, wasn't it? Uh-huh.
I guess we'll take your word for that one.
Here's what we've decided to do now. My editor, Simon & Schuster, called me, Fred Hills, and I owe him a novel, which I'm going to write here next year. And, maybe later this year, to play that. But they want me to do my autobiography, but I don't want to write it, because I just don't feel like doing it.
Okay.
I mean, so we're going to get Lupica to do it. And
this is going to be a hot steaming deal, too.
We have to get a hold of, who's this literary agent?
Esther Newberg,
yeah,
world's greatest literary agent.
Esther Newberg, and working in conjunction with Mike Lynn. See if we can't just get a whole bunch of upfront whip out from
it. Yeah, we'll just put on the tape recorder and...
I'll just talk about all the icky stuff I've done. Let's check the Encopter now with WNBC's Ross Frank. By the way, People Express now flies to Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh.
For just $79 off peak or $99 peak with absolutely no restrictions.
How nice.
People Express sponsors this Encopter traffic report update with icky little person, Ross Frank.
Boy, you're a real jewel to work with.
I was driving by the Lone Star Cafe yesterday.
So? I was driving on FDR.
Well, I've got the title from I've got the title right off of the front of the building there. For my autobiography.
What's it called?
Too Much Ain't Enough.
I'd like to read your autobiography.
Do the card.
I think it should be called Expletive Deleted.
Fine.
On the Major Diggin', we've got problems this morning. Southbound disabled traffic in the center lane just south of Fordham Road, and then very heavy to the outbound George Washington Bridge. That's because of a disabled car just at the top of the ramp as you head to the outbound bridge. We'll have more coming up on WNBC.
Thank you very much, Roz.
Sure.
Coming up on 7:33, I miss it a morning. Here with my friend Jim Iyer. My other friend Lupica's here. Big game at the Garden last night, huh, bro?
St. John's looks
kind
like...
Kind of just jump in any time, Lupica.
Well, I just spilled my shredded wheat all over the desk.
Idiot.
St. John's finally looks like the team that we all thought they were going to be at the start of the year. They try to double-team Walter Berry and... Chris Mullen makes a jump shot. They try to double-team Mullen. Walter Berry makes a jump shot to tie the game at the end of regulation. They look really good.
And their coach, old dopey Lou Carnesecca.
He's not dopey. He is old.
Well, he's not that. Actually, you know, 60 doesn't seem like it's very old to me. Of course, being 44, I guess it wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean.
So suddenly, I was thinking the other day, gee, 50, Don Shield is 55. But that doesn't seem very old. But I remember when I thought 55 was like people should be dead, you know, at 55.
Or put in a home.
Yeah, or locked up with a shawl and a rocker, because I no longer feel
Did you read this story here that Jim Iyer just brought in?
No, I didn't.
This is an amazing story.
What's it about?
Hey, wait a minute, I didn't... What are you talking about?
Well, be quiet, Jim, you brought it in and gave it to
me. Come on, Jim, you got all the good parts underlined, too.
What's it about?
It's about this guy from Metro Media who's been charged... with calling up housewives and telling them that he's their husband's sex therapist.
Right.
And that the husband is on the verge of suicide, and the only way to save him is for them to have sex with the first stranger they see. So this woman in Teaneck went out and had sex with the guy mowing her lawn.
Right.
Another woman...
Hey, Guido, come here.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a minute.
Another woman called in a stranger from the street.
Yeah.
Hey, you!
And the other one played it a little safe and called a guy she knew.
Yeah. Well.
And this guy apparently does this. One of the husbands came home and said, I don't have a sex therapist, and why are you having sex with the guy who I'm paying $25 an hour to mow our lawn?
Yeah.
And you were asking earlier why I wanted to be a landscape artist, right?
Yeah, well, Kemlon's a sponsor of ours, so you can get into that, you know.
I thought Tommy O'Neill was the only guy who did this.
Tommy O'Neill being the gentleman who owns T.J. Tucker's, which is a place we plug because I don't know why.
Why do we?
I don't know. It's 7:35, 25 to 8 o'clock. St. John's did defeat Syracuse last night in overtime. 82-80. Southern Methodist ranked second in the country, beat Texas 54-46. And number one ranked Georgetown. Got by Connecticut 79-66. Somebody's going to knock off Georgetown.
St. John's.
Could be St. John's this Saturday. They'll be playing in Landover, Maryland. So. In prof- professional basketball, the Nets and Knicks were off. Seattle beat Boston, Atlanta over Phoenix. Portland defeated Indiana. Dallas beat San Antonio. Coming up tonight, the Nets will be at Denver. Game time, 9:30. You can hear it right here at WNBC. Dallas at Washington. Golden State at Detroit. Milwaukee at Kansas City. Cleveland at Utah.
That's awfully generous of you, by the way, referring to the Nets and Knicks as professional basketball teams.
Minnesota defeated Pittsburgh 4-3. Washington over Chicago. Calgary beat the Devils 6-3. The Los Angeles Kings over the Flyers 6-3. Winnipeg defeated Vancouver. Coming up tonight, the Red Wings will skate against the Rangers at the Garden. The Islanders are at home as well. And out at Nassau, taking on the Maple Leafs. Buffalo will be at Boston. And Quebec at Montreal. Once again, here's my friend Jim Iyer.
WNBC weather forecast. Cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow will be cloudy again with a chance of some light snow or flurries. Highs in the low to mid-30s. Not to worry. At 7:38, it's a pleasant 27 degrees.
How would you talk a woman into, if you were the sex therapist guy, into, I mean, I don't know, that's a pretty good line, isn't it?
You got to be pretty persuasive, but if you took this one step further, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
And a guy had a phone in his car and a limo.
Yeah.
And a guy who could drive real fast.
Yeah.
You could probably play both parts here. You just keep a lawnmower in the back seat of the limo.
Okay.
And make house calls.
7:37, I miss in the morning. WNBC. It's 7:41, 19 till 8 o'clock. I'm Cinnamon. Has Brandt called? Brandt. We beeped Brandt, and he hasn't called? I'm really sick of him. I'm in the morning. Has Brandt called? Did you beep him? You did beep him, and he doesn't call. Good. Good, Brandt. You're not in too much trouble. WNBC weather, cloudy high in the low to mid-30s. Let's check the encopter now. Let's talk to this lady first. NBC.
Good morning, Mr. Ammons.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks. Are you married?
Am I married?
Don't repeat my questions. Just answer them.
Yes, I am married.
All right. Now, where do you live?
In Yorktown Heights, Westchester.
Do you have a lawn?
I certainly do.
All right. Let me ask you this. If somebody called you and told you, and rather convincingly, that they were your husband's sex therapist, that your husband was having a problem,
uh-huh,
and that the only way that it could be solved is for you to have sex with a stranger, the first stranger you saw who appealed to you, and then to call back the sex therapist and tell him about it, would you do that?
It's the first one that appealed to me, right?
Yeah.
I would run. I wouldn't walk.
You disgusting slug, man.
Tramp!
How long have you been married?
What's that address?
I've been married 18 years, which is why I would run and not walk.
So things are kind of sour in your marriage?
No, they're wonderful.
Oh, they are, but you would just go have sex with a stranger.
They're just the same.
Pardon me?
Things are just the same.
They are?
It would be something different.
Why don't you dress up in mouse ears when he comes home tonight or something? Well, anyway.
Only if I could get the big cheese.
God almighty, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
You're a mother?
Am I a mother?
You're somebody's mother?
I am everybody's mother.
Yeah, I guess. What'd you call for?
I called to thank you for making my mornings every day.
Fine. Do you have someone mowing your lawn now?
At the moment? No,
yeah.
There's too much snow.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could get somebody to shovel off the walk or something.
Maybe you could jump in your limo and hurry up this way.
What an animal. 7:43 now. God, what a disgusting woman. 17 till 8 o'clock. I guess there are a lot of people who would do that, huh?
Well, but after listening to her, I think that you should also keep a shovel in the back of the limo, too, because I think, you know, they'd get a little suspicious if you just kept walking around with your lawnmower on the snow.
Well, I don't plan to do this, Mike. I mean, that's a disgusting suggestion.
Well, it's an idea.
WNBC weather. Cloudy highs in the low to mid-30s is 27 now in New York. Let's check the encounter with WNBC's Roz Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. If you're
just coming into the George Washington Bridge this morning, about a 15, maybe 20-minute delay, but I doubt it's that high. And then the bridge itself in pretty good shape. Southbound West Side Highway looks okay, but pretty heavy at the bottom from just around 72nd Street. Lincoln Tunnel, about a 20-minute delay. The Holland Tunnel, 109, really backed up now. Just about a quarter mile under that covered roadway. The turnpike extension a little bit better for you. No problems on Tunley Avenue. Heavy morning on the inbound Gowanus all the way in, but no tie-ups. The prospect, about a quarter mile of merging traffic onto the Gowanus Battery Tunnel. Quite a lineup there. The northbound BQE very slow up to the inbound Brooklyn Bridge, although there's no lanes tied up. Brooklyn Bridge is good. Manhattan Bridge, okay. Williamsburg Bridge, make it the outer roadway. The inner roadway, very heavy this morning. Southbound BQE delays south of Queens Boulevard now, to and over the Kaiser. You might have a problem around Queens Boulevard. We'll check a little closer. Midtown Tunnel delays inside of Van Dam and the 59th Street Bridge. We started off with the tie-up, so we're holding some pretty heavy delays now on both the upper and the lower level. Triborough Bridge looks good. Southbound FDR, we do have a tie-up disabled car in the left lane as you head towards 96th Street. Keep it over to the left there. Keep it over to the right. And we note that he will be sort of slow for you leaving the Triborough Bridge. An earlier tie-up on the southbound Harlem River Drive, however, has been cleared. Southbound Major Diggins still very slow as you head to the outbound George Washington Bridge. Again, we did have disabled traffic in the right lane just at the top of the ramp there. Shadow traffic reporting on the westbound Southern State approaching exit 36, which is straight past a two-car accident there. That is blocking the left lane. Very slow traffic, about 3 miles worth now. And westbound on the LIE approaching Route 110, some police activity going on. We'll have more on that coming up at 8 on WNBC.
When the day's done, having some fun, you can count on the taste of your Stroh's. You can count on the great taste of Stroh's. With a much smoother taste, the beer drinker knows. You can count on the great taste of Stroh's.
When you fire brew a beer in small batches in small copper kettles, you get a beer with a much smoother taste. A taste you can count on every time.
You can count on the great taste of Stroh's.
Stroh's and Stroh-Lite, fire brewed for smoother taste.
You can count on the great taste of Stroh's. A fire brewed beer, the beer drinker knows. You can count on the taste of your Stroh's.
Stroh Brewery Company, Detroit, Michigan.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.